Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed with Cindy Battino. Cindy is a life coach and an energy worker, and one of her specialties, or her specialty, is separation and divorce. So she's also a separations and divorce specialist. And Cindy has helped people in all different faiths, all different shapes, sizes, colors, and different states of their relationships to actually help them to get a better understanding, in some cases of each other and in some cases of themselves, whichever will work to help them to reach the goals and get in the true direction that they truly want to go in. And again, today is nothing different. She is very passionate about what she does and is a true wealth of knowledge, experience, and just really a fun person, actually. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about, before you make any decisions or go to a divorce attorney for a consultation, you should, again, talk to Cindy. But that's the subject matter we're going to talk about. Cindy, how are you today?
I'm really, really good, Zurian. Thank you. And I am focusing my practice to work with people that are going through separation and divorce. And it's a true mission of mine to bring these people who are on this very traumatic journey from overwhelming fear and emotions to clarity, strength, and hope. You know, at the beginning of the journey, it's very, very scary, and there isn't a whole lot of hope. And I'm working with people through separation and divorce all over the country. You know, our technology is amazing, and by working virtually, either via Skype or FaceTime or phone, I'm available to work with people that are on this journey all over the country, if not all over the world. And I just wanted to just say one more thing before we dive in. I feel like I'm almost doing current events. You know, when you used to get up in school and you do current events. So the current event today is, I'll remind you at the end of the spot, but I'm giving a free teleseminar on May 2nd entitled 10 Ways to Create Healthy Boundaries with Your Ex During and After Divorce. I've seen this over and over where the boundaries are just all over the place. And again, it's a free teleseminar. So for more information, you can go to my website, and we'll talk about that at the end. But today we're talking about, before you make any decisions about divorce, go to a divorce attorney, and a great divorce attorney, for a consult. It only makes sense, C-E-N-T-S. So, you know, we're going to talk about three things today, just so that I'm clear and everybody else is clear. We're going to talk about why it's important to have a consult and why it's important to have a consult with a great attorney, not just a good attorney. And we've kind of talked about this before, Zurian, how to find a great attorney. That's point number two. And then the third one, I think, is the most interesting and the most helpful to people, will be 8 ways you can afford to work with a great attorney. Because that's where a lot of us stumble and a lot of us fall and a lot of us go into fear, is that we say, we don't have the money. I don't have the money to hire a great attorney. So we go and hire a friend who does, you know, residential law, you know, or they go to someone who does corporate law, you know, to do their divorce and their PSA, property settlement agreement, and it turns out usually to be a very big mess. So those of you who are listening, if you're considering divorce, or if you've been playing with that idea on and off for years, if you really have the urge to talk to your spouse or your family about, you know, moving forward in this process, don't. Stop. Wait. Don't do it. Even if you think that you can have a friendly divorce with your spouse and you can sit down at the table and write parameters, you know, for a property settlement agreement, don't. Stop. Wait. because the truth is you don't even really know what those parameters are yet, but you'll be writing up. And until you get a consult with a great attorney, you do not really know what your legal rights are. So you might end up giving away a whole lot, you know, at the table, or not receiving, you know, enough when you sit down with your spouse. So it is essential for you to know the rights that you have in your specific state. And understand that you and your family are unique. Everyone is unique. Everyone has a unique family situation. And second is, each state has different laws. For example, Zurian, I don't know if you know this, but when you separate in Virginia, you can actually separate and live in the same house.
Sounds like Norway.
Which might, huh?
Sounds like Norway.
Something Norway, and it's very difficult to do, but it is done, and it's done a lot, and it saves people a lot of money. But if you live in Maryland, you cannot separate and be in the same house. So if you take, you know, advice from your friend who got divorced in Virginia, you know, you could end up starting the whole process completely incorrectly and have to start back from scratch 6 months to a year later. So it's important, essential, that you go and get a consult with a great attorney. And people are scared of hiring a great attorney because great attorneys are expensive. They, you know, they cost somewhere probably between $400 and $800 an hour. And they go, I can't afford that. Well, we're going to talk about how you can afford that. But let me tell you why it's imperative for you to hire a great attorney. Even though they cost more per hour, they will cost you less overall than hiring a so-so attorney or an attorney that just kind of does this on the side or brand new, somebody just out of law school. So here are the reasons to hire a great attorney and why they will cost you less over this journey that you're taking. The great attorney knows all the players. They know all of the other great divorce attorneys out there. They know how they negotiate. They know what deals they present. They know how they are in court. They know each other really, really well because this ain't their first rodeo. They go up against these people all the time. They know the judges and how the judges rule. Right? So they know if they're going to have to switch a strategy based on whatever judge that they get. This is their wheelhouse. This is what they do day in and day out. They know divorce law like the back of their hand. They can do it blindfolded so things will work cleanly and efficiently. Every single great attorney, divorce attorney I have ever spoken to has said, it is my job to get my client through this process as quickly and painlessly as possible. That's their goal. They also have, I hate to say this because it's kind of mean, but they have minions. So they have clerks and they have young attorneys that do most of their base work for them. So if you hire a great attorney, they're going to use other people who will cost you a lot less to do a lot of the boring, you know, paperwork. So again, that is another reason why to hire a great attorney. They don't need your money. Great attorneys aren't worried that they're not going to get a client next week. They know they're going to have a client come in tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So they feel no need to prolong this situation. You know, they're not going to say, well, I don't know when I'm going to have a client come in, so I'm just going to drag this out for a little while because I really need the money. That's not what a great attorney does. And finally, and because this is so important to me, I'm all about honesty. They're going to be honest with you. So if you have these radical views about what you think you deserve or how you think it should be, they're going to sit you down and go, listen, I've been doing this for a long time. This is what I've seen happen over and over. So this is the reality of the situation. And it will take that process that if someone isn't honest with you, they'll just do what you say, and you could go from a $5,000 bill to a $100,000 bill. Right? So honesty is super important. So those are all the reasons you want to hire a great attorney for a 1 to 2 hour consult. So how do you find a great attorney? Sensei Google is so awesome. The internet is so amazing. So if you Google the top divorce attorneys in your area, You know, they'll come up with, if you do it for this area, they'll come up with super lawyers. And so you click on super lawyers. And I cannot tell you how that designation comes about. I'm sure I could if I really looked into it, but that's just one avenue, super lawyers. The regional publications like the Washingtonian and Bethesda Magazine all have the best of lists. So they have the best divorce attorneys in the Washington, D.C. metro area. So that's one way, is to go online and to look. The second way to find a great attorney is a personal recommendation. Now, normally, when you go walking around asking people that you know that have gotten a divorce about their divorce attorney, they're not going to tell you really nice things. They're all going to tell you that they paid too much, they got screwed in the divorce, they didn't get the best settlement that they could, their attorney screwed them over, their ex screwed them over, on and on and on. But if you can find one that says, my divorce attorney was great, they had my back, I got the best settlement I could have received, I would hire them again tomorrow. That is the recommendation that you want. And that's what I do with people. I found a fabulous, incredible divorce attorney, and I'll give a shout out to Sandy Haverlack in Fairfax, Virginia with the Haverlack Law Firm. And she was amazing. And I found her through another great divorce attorney named David Duff of the Duff Law Firm in Fairfax, Virginia. And he was a friend of mine, so he couldn't work with me, so he recommended Sandy. And that was amazing. And that is the third way is through peer referrals, to find a great attorney through peer referrals. So that's how I found my divorce attorney. And now when people ask me, you know, can you recommend a good divorce attorney? I'm like, I send them to David and Sandy all the time, all the time. So to find a great attorney, regional publication, Sensei Google, personal recommendation, and then peer recommendations, you know, because they can be pretty hard on each other. I mean, it's a small group and a small family, the divorce attorney world. So here's the best part. How do you pay for that consult? Because a consult with a really great divorce attorney, guess how much it could cost?
I don't know, $500?
Yep. For a 1 hour, would probably cost you about $500 for a great divorce attorney. They range from $400 to $800 an hour. So, you know, you can have a two-hour consult, and it can cost you up to $1,600, depending on who the divorce attorney is. And most people will look at you and say, I don't have that hanging around. I don't know how to find that money. So I'm going to give you eight ways that you could find money to, if nothing else, you pay for a consult with a great attorney, because knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. So a caveat to what I'm going to tell you is to remember that things are only things. Okay? Things do not create your value. And knowledge is more important than things. So kind of keep that in the back of your mind as we talk about this stuff. So the first way to find money is to go to your jewelry box. Now, men don't have a jewelry box. What do they call it, Zurian?
A box.
A box? Really?
Yeah, we don't care.
It's only women that have jewelry. Huh?
Most guys don't care unless they're metrosexual guys. They have jewelry boxes.
They do? Okay, so for all the metro guys out there, you go to your jewelry box. For the guys that aren't metro, you go to your box or maybe your drawer or whatever. For women, you go to your jewelry box, and there are so many misfits. You know, I don't know about, and you know, lots of guys have pierced ears now too, but I lose an earring probably every year, 2 years. So, you know, you go to your jewelry box and you have all these misfit earrings, you have broken rings, broken earrings, broken necklaces, and pieces that have just been sitting there that you no longer wear. Mm-hmm. You are looking at dollar signs, amazing dollar signs. Gold is at its all-time high. Sterling silver is at its all-time high. And start with your misfits and your broken pieces and the pieces that you no longer wear and sell them. Now, there are a lot of people out there you don't want to sell them to. But there is a woman named Jamie, and she has a company called Nova Gold LLC, N-O-V-A Gold LLC. She has high integrity. She is honest. She is pleasant. She is kind. She will give you the best deal she can. And I know this because I have used her many times to pay my bills. And that is a great way to start on this process. So first just start not with the stuff that you love, that you always wear, that means a lot to you, but start with like the misfit stuff and the stuff that's broken. So the second way to make money that's just sitting around is Craigslist. So the reality of the situation, Zurian, is if you're going through divorce, you're most likely going to have to move and downsize. It's unfortunate, but, you know, you're probably going to have to. If nothing else, you're probably going to, one of you is going to have to move. So you might as well start purging, doing spring cleaning now. And the dollars that you will find just laying around your house, in your attic, your garage, your basement, is amazing. So Craigslist becomes your best friend, and it also becomes the landfill's best friend. I mean, how many of us throw stuff away that we could sell on Craigslist that goes into a landfill? I know I used to. Now, I love Craigslist. And when I divorced and I had to move, we had mattresses and old bunk beds and fitness equipment that is never used. Hello? I mean, who doesn't have fitness equipment in their storage someplace that never really gets used? And as a trainer for 30 years, I know a lot of you that are listening have that, and you can sell it on Craigslist. So that is another way when you go through your attic and your storage spaces and your basement and your garages, go through and be vicious, you know, but there's a lot of things, there are a lot of things that you can sell. If you have designer, so number three is if you have designer pieces like watches, purses, if you have minks or stoles or whatever, eBay is probably a better place to sell them. It's really easy to start an eBay account. It takes a little bit longer on eBay to sell things, and you have a lot of competition on eBay. So eBay is not one of my favorites, but it's definitely one that you can use. Number four, garage sales. So if you've gone through the attic and the basement and the garage, now you're going to go even deeper. You're going to go into closets and cabinets and other smaller storage spaces, and you're going to start pulling stuff out that maybe you couldn't sell on Craigslist, but you could have a garage sale and get rid of a ton of stuff. Yes, it's pennies on the dollar. Who cares? Again, it's pennies that you wouldn't have that you can put to good use, and there's nothing like a good garage sale. But do you ever have garage sales, Zurian?
Do I have a garage? I mean, do I have a garage sale?
Yeah, do you have a yearly garage sale to, like, get rid of stuff?
Nope, never had one.
Never. See, I had never had one either. And before I went, started going through my separation and divorce, these people are, I want to say crazy, but they're not crazy, not in a bad way crazy, but the people who go and dig through and go to garage sales, they're amazing. They have it down to a science. So if you decide you're going to have a garage sale, you want to make a big sign, or big signs, and you want to put them up on Friday, but you have to be ready for them. Those people are there and waiting for your stuff by the time the sun comes up. I'm not kidding. And they want things organized and with stickers on them, and they will negotiate anything. Even if it's like a dollar, they'll negotiate. It's unbelievable, and it's awesome. And what you have to remember is that you're just getting rid of stuff, and it doesn't matter whether it's pennies on the dollar. It's pennies that you wouldn't have with it just laying around. And you're really purging, and purging is a very cleansing, freeing, you know, experience. And if you make $300 from a garage sale, that's $300 closer to whatever goal that you have for using it for a consult than ever before. So that's number four. So people show up early. Garage sales, make sure that you have everything set up nice and early, because they come in droves. Oh, and a good idea, too, for garage sales is you put it on Craigslist that you're going to have a garage sale. And people show up like out of nowhere. Very, very cool. So the last one I want to share with you that is just money that's laying around that you don't even see anymore is going to consignment stores. So going through your kids' closets and through their dresser drawers for clothes that they've outgrown. Right? Going through your closet and being vicious. If you haven't worn it in the last year, get rid of it. Now, the consignment stores want clothes that don't have stains, that don't have holes, that are in good shape, that are clean, that are on a hanger. And again, it's pennies on the dollar, but it's pennies, it's stuff you're not wearing anyway. Especially, people tend to hold on to clothes that they can't wear anymore because they're not even the right size, whether the clothes are too big or the clothes are too small. So if it doesn't fit you, get rid of it. If it's in good shape and you don't wear it, get rid of it. And consignment stores are great that way. So selling your gold, silver, and diamonds, using Craigslist to get rid of your old furniture, appliances, electronics, dog and cat crates, mattresses, beds, chairs, fitness equipment. Really, really awesome. Using eBay to sell your designer stuff, garage sales to really get rid of all of your stuff, DVDs, everything, and consignment stores to even use the clothes that you don't wear to help make you some money, even if it's just cents, pennies. So that's 1 through 5. Now, I've saved these last three because these are your last resort. And some people go to these first, Tazurian, and it breaks my heart. So please don't go here unless you have to. Get through all your hidey holes first. So borrowing against your 401k or IRA. Okay. If you need money for a consult, if you need money for your divorce, you can go there. You can do that. But please, if you do that, do it only after you've done 1 through 5 first. So maybe you won't have to borrow as much. And secondly, if you do that, if you borrow against your 401k or your IRA, make sure you understand what the tax consequences and the penalties that you might incur are going to be. Super, super important. So it isn't a backlash later on. Another thing, if you have good credit, you could get a credit card. And if you have really good enough credit, you could probably get a credit card for, I don't know, a limit of maybe $20,000, $30,000 if you have that kind of credit. That could pay for your whole divorce process. But again, go through numbers 1 through 5 first because credit cards tend to be very expensive, very expensive. And then 8, which is the last one, and again, it's one people choose first, and I beg you not to, is if you have a relative, a sibling, a friend who does very well financially, and going to them to pay for your divorce. This can get really complicated, Zurian. And I've seen this a number of times. I've been told about it, through divorce attorneys and financial advisors. And if you just have Uncle Harry, because Uncle Harry is your favorite, you're his favorite, and Uncle Harry sees how unhappy you are, and Uncle Harry says, just send the bill to me. I'll take care of this for you. I want you to be happy. Well, if there is no accountability for the person who's getting divorced, those bills can go off the charts. And then Uncle Harry ends up with this $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 divorce bill. And you and Uncle Harry might not be favorites by the time your divorce is done. And that's never cool. And if Uncle Harry is paying for your divorce, Uncle Harry is going to want to know what's going on with your divorce. And he's going to start getting involved in your divorce. And let me tell you, I've been through divorce. It's hard enough as it is without anybody else getting involved, with anybody else's opinions, with anybody else's, emotional stuff and trauma that comes forward. So if you're going to go to someone who is a favorite relative or a friend or whatever who is willing to give you money for your divorce, please, please, please make it clean. Get a loan from them. Have a contract written up. Make it very specific. This is the maximum amount. This is the interest rate. This is how the payments will work. This is when they will start. All of it, put it in writing up front so boundaries are really, really clean. Okay? So one is sell your gold, silver, and diamonds. Two is use Craigslist. Three is use eBay. Four, garage sales. Five, consignment stores. Six, borrow against your 401k or IRA. Seven is get a credit card. Eight, if all else fails, get a loan from your rich favorite uncle or aunt or whomever. Wow. Whew. What do you think?
It's a lot of information. I was talking to a guy last week. He's on his fifth marriage.
Ooh, hello.
I thought that was
Can you
quite
give him my name and phone number?
He seems to be happy right now.
That's good.
It gets
expensive. I mean, divorce is expensive. Divorce is not cheap. But, as I said, you have money just kind of laying around. And it seems like it's a lot of work, but you're going to have to do that work anyway. I mean, you're going to have to purge, and you're going to have to spring clean, and you're going to have to do all that stuff anyway. So you might as well make the most of it. Also, finally, I don't want you to forget that we have locally some great free or inexpensive divorce panels that you can go to and you can learn. You can get a lot of information. They might not be able to speak to your unique situation, but they can at least get you started with regard to knowledge. So there's second Saturday. I'm on the second Saturday panel probably every other month. And the second Saturday in this area is in Fairfax. So for information on this group, go to www.secondsaturdayfairfax.com. They're free. They meet the second Saturday of every month, and they're a fabulous group. For Loudoun County, we have a new panel that is starting called Your Divorce Force. Your Divorce Force. It's in Leesburg. I will be a regular speaker. Their very first one is starting Saturday, April 5th in Leesburg, 9 a.m., and it's going to be an amazing panel of speakers, of course, I'm on it. And for more information, you can either go to my website, email me, or go to www.yourdivorceforce. Excuse me, I'm sorry. .com. I'm sorry, Zurian.
You're okay.
Your Divorce Force.
Oh, could you give everybody your information before we end the call?
I think so. Okay, so free teleseminar May 2nd entitled 10 Ways to Create Healthy Boundaries with Your Ex During and After Divorce. Go to my website for any and all information about transformational healing and me, www.transform-heal.com. You can email me, Cindy@transform-heal.com. For anyone who's going through separation and divorce and you really just want to chat and see if we can do really great work together, I give a free 30-minute phone consult. So I encourage you to go ahead and email me or call me, and we can set up a time that we can chat.
Roger that, right? Outstanding. Well, I know we've got a person in the feed. I was hoping they have a question, but it seems as though you've already stimulated it, because I know that's something that a lot of us are either what have you, contemplating on one level or another. So great information, Cindy, as always.
Thank you, Zurian.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, need to reach out to Cindy if you're thinking about it, or if it's something that's crossed your mind, so that you can get the correct information so that you can make and do have some better actions come of it. All right, Cindy, again, thank you for coming on. We truly appreciate it. We look forward to the next time that we have the melodious sound of your great voice with all your all of your experience again.
Thank you, Z.
All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Cindy Battino. Cindy Battino is an energy coach, a life coach, and she specializes in separation and divorce and helping people to get through that very, very painful experience.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, Cindy, you take care. You have a great day. And
you too,
look
Z.
Forward to talk.
Right. Okay, it'll be soon. Okay, bye.
See you later. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Cindy Battino. Cindy's a super person. You know, I've had the pleasure to sit down and talk with her and meet her. She's been on the show a couple of times, but, again, great lady, great spirit, great personality, and somebody that's truly invested in trying to do the best she can for all her clients. So reach out to her if you feel the need or if you know somebody that can use her services. As always, we hope that you like the show and that you found the information that was shared on the show useful and beneficial. If you know someone else that could benefit from the information shared, please send them the show link so that they can listen to it. If you really like the show and like the content that we share, we're always looking for comments. So those comments help us to make sure that we're on track, because guess what? If you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. Again, in the upper right-hand corner, you can also favorite our show, and you can hear further shows and get updates on when the next shows are going to be. And again, see if there's other things that may interest you. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and we wish you every success.